Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Dad Podcast, where on the weekends we do a deeper dive at how to get better at our most important job, being a parent. Sometimes in these episodes, I talk to best-selling authors and elite performers and other guests. But lately, I've also been having conversations with my wife, Samantha, the co-parent of my two boys. And we do it over in the Daily Stoic studio here in Bastrop, Texas. And she and I talk about things that we're working on as parents, things that we're working on as people, and how we are supporting each other, challenging each other, and like I said, trying to get better at what we do. Guest or not, I hope you hear some ideas here that will help make you a better parent. I was better for having the conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hey, it's Ryan Holiday. Welcome to another weekend episode of the Daily Dad Podcast. Samantha and I need to get in the studio and do some recording here soon, but I just got back from a trip. I was in San Diego and Las Vegas over the weekend. I gave two talks. Then actually I was in Dallas the next day. Anyways, this little thing came up and I thought I would tell that story because there was a parenting lesson in it for me as someone who has young kids. I was glad to talk to someone who had older kids. The man's son was about my age. It gave me something really to think about. So a little bit of context. So I travel a lot. Usually when I'm doing these talks, they have to provide a car service or whatever, right? So normally when I'm traveling by myself, I don't get a black car and have a driver waiting for me, but that's what the groups or the organizations provide, sort of all standard. So they are sometimes standing there with a sign waiting for you. And I've asked my speaking agents over the years to not use my real name. This is some advice I got for Tim Ferriss. One, because when you're in foreign countries, it can make you sort of a target or vulnerable. You can get followed, robbed. But also, I just don't like having my name up there. It makes me feel a little self-conscious. And then also, when I get in the car, I want to be anonymous. I want to be able to call my wife or work on business stuff and, you know, not have to think about, does this person know who I am? Are they Googling me? Are they thinking about stuff? I just want to be chill, like a regular person in the car. So that's what I normally do. But somehow that message didn't get through to the talk. And there was a person waiting for me with a sign at the airport when I arrived. And then I was in and out, so I didn't have time to fix it. So then when I'm leaving, I'm rushing out to the driver. The talk had gone a little long. And the driver is this nice older man. I won't say his name because I'm sure maybe he appreciates being anonymous also. But anyways, he's waiting for me. He goes, oh, you're here. Good. I was just Googling you. And I was like, oh no, this is exactly why I don't say my name. And we start chatting, we start talking. And he immediately goes, I read you're a heavy metal fan. I heard you really like Metallica. And I go, hey, actually, I'm wearing Iron Maiden socks right now. And I showed him. And so we start nerding out about heavy metal, which is not what I thought this older gentleman would know much about. And it turns out he did, not because he was a fan, but because his son was a huge heavy metal fan growing up. And someone had given him a drum set when he was 8 or 9, and he got really into heavy metal. And he was just telling me about all the shows that he'd taken his son to because his son had liked this type of music. And I said something, you know, I was like, I just love hearing this. I love hearing when parents make the effort to connect with their kids about something. I see this actually with my books all the time. Like obviously I like hearing anyone who's read the books, but what I always love and warms my heart is when someone goes, my teenage son or my daughter who's in college, she read one of your things and she told me to read them. And now that person's fan. First off, that the relationship is such that the kid is like recommending things to their parents. They're both interested in self-improvement and self-development. But I love that the parent heard the suggestion from the kid and then took them up on it. And then they had this thing together. I mean, it's cool that it's me, that I'm in the middle of it. That's like an extra, but it warms my heart anytime I hear about families making connections. And that's what like art and music and books and TV shows. And that's like the best stuff in life is the stuff that brings people together that maybe weren't fully connected before. So I'm just loving this. And I tell him that. And he's like, you know, he's like, that's a parent's job. He says, it's a parent's job to get interested in the things that your kids are interested in and to support them and to encourage it. He was saying, your job is to find the things that you like about the things that they like. And that just, it warmed my heart. It got me so excited. And I was like, yeah, this is the kind of parent that I want to be. And one of the things I thought about specifically with music, and I told him this, I was like, what I so love about this is like, not only here we have a positive example, but we ought to contrast it to all the families that are fighting about what their kids are into because they don't like it. They don't understand it. They think it's sinful. They think it's weird. They don't get it. It's not like what they were into. So it's, you know, the first step is first just removing the judgment. Like, not only do many parents not take their kids up on those interests and find shared interests in things together, but they do the opposite, right? Their kids' interests are a source of conflict for them. And that's just so terribly sad. The driver, he said something like, you know, to me, it's just another form of racism. And I don't know if I'd go that far, but there is a closed-mindedness, a prejudice, a judgmentalness to it that is closing a father and son off, a father and a daughter off, a mother and a son off. They could be using it as an excuse to spend time together, to do things together. And not only are they not taking them up on that potential for quality time, just time period, but they're fighting about it, arguing about it. The kids are feeling like there's something wrong with them, like they don't have their parents' approval. And it just doesn't need to be that way. And it, you know, made me sad. I was really into heavy metal as a kid, and I would have loved for my dad to know one fucking thing about it, right? To talk about it once, to take me to one concert. Now, they didn't discourage it necessarily, you know, they didn't get in the way of it. I mean, there were things that they said, this is off limits, we don't like that. I get it. There were things that they looked askance at, but for the most part, they were pretty tolerant, right? They didn't get in the way, but we could have done stuff together, right? They might have driven me and my friends to a concert, but why never did my dad surprise me with tickets and take me to those things? And I'm not trying to judge him. I'm just thinking about this with my own kids. Like, so many parents, he says, I don't understand watching, you know, people play video games. I don't really get video games at all, but I definitely don't get the watching of other people playing video games. But I've tried to do my best to find out what excites my son about that and ask him questions about it and find things and hear things that encourage him about it. And like one of his favorite YouTubers is this guy, Beck Bro Jack, which he loves. And I found out like Beck Bro Jack was like a fan of mine. And so I got him to like record this message for my son, right? Like I want to, and as he gets older and there's conventions or events or live things, like I want to make sure that we do those things together. I would love him to want to see Iron Maiden with me, but I don't have control over that, right? Because I can't make him like my stuff, but I can make myself like his stuff. And it was a delightful conversation. I'm so glad to have it. San Diego is not a long drive to the airport. We were maybe in the car 10, 15 minutes, but it just reminded me of this thing that was really important to me. It reminded me of what I want to try to be as a parent. And it was just a model. And you know, he was talking of literally decades of doing this stuff together. He was talking to me about a punk show they went to where he flew across the country. They rented an RV and they drove together to see multiple shows. He talked to me about bands that he'd seen with his son. And then later he was driving them, you know, just, it was just a really cool chat and just a reminder of what we want to work on as parents that, as I said, we don't control what our kids like, but we do control if we like what they like, right? We can make ourselves like what they like. We can try to understand what they enjoy and find something in it that we also enjoy. And we should never turn down this chance for connection. We have that Daily Stoic parenting challenge. And one of the commandments is like, when your kid offers you their hand, you have to take it. And that's not just literally like when they're little, but when they are expressing an interest in something, your kids recommend a book or talk about a show, or when my kids tell me they've heard of a place or a thing, I try to dive down that rabbit hole with them. I want to encourage them. I want to get in the car right now and go do that thing. And that's what a great parent does. That's what being a fan, a friend, a supporter, someone who helps them discover things is. That's what we're working on. And so, you know, the irony was I seek to avoid these conversations so I can rest, I can have quiet, I can have some privacy in these cars. And this time when it goes sideways, I get a delightful conversation, and I learned a lot, and I wanted to share that with all of you, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it's something you can apply. I'm going to go back into my life and try to apply it, and I hope you do the same. Talk soon, everyone. It's been a crazy week here at Daily Stoic. I think we did like 6 or 7 podcasts this week, plus other stuff, plus in small southern towns, like everything is closed on Mondays. I don't know. And there's definitely no fast casual dining in Bastrop other than fast food. So that means here at Daily Stoic, we rely a lot on today's sponsor, Factor Meals. My wife eats Factor Meals. I eat Factor Meals. My kids eat Factor Meals. The staff here at Daily Stoic and the Painted Porch eat Factor Meals. We put an order in every week, we fill up the fridge, and they are gone by the end of the week, that's for sure. Eating is better with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh and never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 options to choose from, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. And there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. No prep, no mess. Factor is also flexible with your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week, and you can pause it at any time. Sign up and save. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/dailydad50 and use code dailydad50 to get 50% off. That's code dailydad50 at factormeals.com/dailydad50. to get 50% off. Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast, one meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.